Well, joining me now is longtime Silicon Valley investor and Mark Zuckerberg's mentor in the early days of Facebook, Roger McNamee, who has now turned his attention to stopping social media from destroying democracy. Roger, you've got this global summit in Paris, and at the end of it, the UK and the US say, no, we're not signing that. What's going on?
So fundamentally, I think that AI represents a massive challenge to democracy on a global basis. The essential problem with it is the technology has been around for about 50 years, and every few years they promise, this time we're going to be able to make a machine that thinks like a human. Just give us more money, more processing power, and more data. And every time they do, we get the same outcome, which is a really crummy set of products that cause more harm than good. You've seen predictive policing. You've seen the way it's used for mortgage approvals and job approvals. That basically, AI is a black box that nobody can criticize and nobody can challenge. And what's going on in the United States right now is that Elon Musk and his people are trying to put AI in place of civil servants in every part of the government that matters. And their goal, very simply put, I think, is to replace democracy with technology that they control. And that is an incredibly scary thing.
And quite a big claim as well. There are plenty of people, obviously, who say that AI does some marvelous things, particularly in the world of healthcare and so on. But there's a reason, aren't there, that all these countries are trying to get ascendancy in this world. So I'm just trying to figure out why you think the UK and the US have gone out on a limb in this way, not signing up to this agreement.
I can't speak for the UK, but the United States is very simple, that the largest technology companies in the United States made an assertion that there was only one way to build the next generation of AI, and that would require roughly $1 trillion worth of investment, which would require us to change the way electric power is created in the United States, to use up huge amounts of fresh water, to steal every copyright that exists, and to invade people's personal privacy, in exchange for which we would get this miraculous change. We've spent about a quarter of that money already. And the results are, I think the best thing you can say, very disappointing. Listen, I absolutely believe that AI has valuable use cases. The problem is it's not a technology that's ready for the prime time it's being put into. And if you put it in place today, I think the fundamental thing that's going to happen in the US and maybe in the UK is that you're going to see the government used as the candy jar to pay all the costs for this technology that's not producing results that are nearly as good as were promised a few years ago.
We could do with a bit of AI to tidy up this internet connection that we have. But that aside, I mean, do you think that this new Trump US administration wants to opt out really of any form of global AI regulation, full stop?
Yes, I think they want to opt out of everything global. I think their plan is very simple, that they would like to change the U.S. role in the world from being the most important economy and the country that really leads in all kinds of international affairs to a country that's very insular and that is very profit-centric. And, you know, I think they've been quite open about that. And, you know, the United States voted for it, and the current polling suggests it's still a relatively popular position.
Okay, and just very briefly, Silicon Valley civil war. What's going on between Elon Musk and Sam Altman or OpenAI?
It's much ado about nothing. These people live in these giant homes that are essentially fortresses that are more like prisons. They don't get to interact with anybody else except each other. And so they have this very childlike, you know, teenage boy competitions one against the other. And the problem is all of us are victims of it. And it doesn't have to be this way. Technology can empower humanity, but that's not what they're doing with it. They're using technology to exploit human weakness.
Hmm. Roger, thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, technology sometimes lets us down as well, doesn't it? And apologies for the picture break up there.